Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Diving into the Body, comes from the audio program, The Courage to Love, Meditations for Embracing Everything by Jeff Foster. Here's what Christy Peoples, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
There's a big distinction between emotions and feelings. While two people might feel the same emotion, they'd likely use different language to describe it. By definition, an emotion is the physical response to change. It's hardwired in us. Emotions land in the body and create real sensations, tightness of the belly, racing heart, and so on. A feeling, on the other hand, is acquired through experience. It's personal. A feeling is a collection of mental associations and reactions to emotions. In this excerpt, Jeff Foster asks us to drop our definitions and to get curious about all of it. By stripping away word associations that take us out of the present, and instead delving into the physical experience of the moment, what he calls diving into the body, we grant ourselves access to the real, raw, real-time experience, and that frees us from the grip of old stories. You're more interested in life and not the story of your life, he says. It's a complete reframing of who you are. Getting curious by diving into the body returns you to your power, the most sacred space you'll ever inhabit.
You can download the entire program, The Courage to Love, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, Diving into the Body with Jeff Foster.
Instead of thinking about our feelings, can we actually become curious and dive into the body? So for example, if you're feeling sad, this is a wonderful question to ask yourself. How do I know I'm feeling sad? How do I know this is sadness? How do I know this is fear? How do I know this is anger? Where's the evidence? And we don't want to go into our minds. We don't want to start rewinding the movie into the previous scenes, what happened, the causes, and we don't want to start fast forwarding into the future, what may or may not happen in the future. Right now, these are wonderful questions to ask yourself. How do I know I'm feeling sad? Where in the body is the sadness? Can I find the sadness? Instead of thinking about the sadness, instead of thinking about the feeling, which takes you off into time, right now in this moment, can I find the feeling? So this is really an invitation to get really curious, to start bringing attention into the body. Become curious about the sensations in your belly, in your chest, in your throat, in your head. A wonderful thing to do as well is just to strip away the word, take away the word sadness, take away the word fear, take away the word anger. Because all these words, they are just words, they're sounds, and they're secondhand. And often these words contain so much history, so much judgment. Everything you've ever learned about fear is contained in the word fear. Everything you've ever learned about sadness is contained in the word sadness. So just for a moment, let's strip away those secondhand words, these words that you've been given. They're not your words. You were given words, and then you were trying to use words to describe this intimate, first-hand, raw, real-time experience, this mystery within you. You were using secondhand words, other people's words, to try to capture this energy that lives within you. So as an experiment, can you just for a moment strip away the word sadness and come back to the body? Come back to the raw, tingly, alive sensations in the belly, in the chest, in the throat. Come back to sensation. Maybe you feel a tightness in the throat. Maybe you feel a fluttery feeling in the belly. So this is wonderful now. We're no longer thinking about sadness. We're no longer rewinding or fast-forwarding the movie. We're no longer talking about sadness, telling the story of sadness. We're getting really curious. Actually, what's sadness made of? Strip away the word sadness. Ah, so this is what we're actually dealing with, is sensations in the body and pictures in the mind. A fluttery or tight or contracted feeling in the belly, or a sense of pressure or tightness in the chest, or a sense of tenderness in the throat, or a pressure in the head. Come back to the raw sensations in the body. And these sensations may be intense, they may be uncomfortable. But the thing is, when you're really bringing attention to the body, when you're really inviting attention deep within the head or the heart area or the belly, you're no longer in your story. You are no longer in the story of time and space. You're no longer in the movie of me and what happened to me and where I came from. You're not denying that movie or turning against that movie or saying that movie is wrong. But actually, you're more interested now in life, not the story of my life. What's alive in me? There's a pressure in the head. There's a tingly feeling, fluttery feeling in the belly. And now I realize that these are just parts of me that are longing for love. They're longing for attention. The fluttery sensations in the belly, they're like my children fluttering for me. The pressure in the head, it's like these beloved parts of me applying pressure to the head because they want attention. So instead of framing these parts of ourselves as wrong or bad or evil or dark or signs of our failure, again, we're beginning to see them as actually friends, full of life, stinging with life, pulsating with life, pushing, pulling with life. Is this sadness at all? I called it sadness. And I had all these ideas about what sadness is, and sadness is bad, and sadness is negative, and how can I be free from sadness? Or I used to call this anger. And I had so many ideas of anger was bad, anger was negative, anger was harmful, or anger is unspiritual, or, you know, if you just strip away the word anger and come back to the body, feel the pounding heart, feel what's alive, reconnect with what's living, feel the belly rising and falling, feel the fire in the chest. These are parts of you that are just longing to be embraced. So this is a very different paradigm. Instead of trying to fix our sadness or get rid of it, we're actually asking, how do I know I'm sad? How do I know I'm angry? How do I know I'm afraid? And bringing attention back to the body, seeing what is calling for love right now. It's a wonderful question. What wants to be met right now? What is calling for love right now? What wants to be drenched with awareness, with attention? From this place, you no longer feel powerless, because attention is right back where it belongs. Attention has not flown out of the body. You're not caught up in the world of blaming and shaming and who did what to who. You're taking care of yourself in a very radical way. You're not abandoning yourself. You're drenching the body with attention. And then you're back in your power. You may feel uncomfortable, the heart may be pounding, the belly may feel fluttery, the throat may feel sore and tight, but you are present, and presence is your true power, because presence is unshakable. And from a place of presence, breathing into the sore places, the tight places, the pulsating places, you are no longer powerless, and you can respond then, respond to the situation, rather than automatically, habitually, unconsciously react, which is actually an expression of your powerlessness, rather than lashing out at the world. You can actually respond from a place of great presence. You are so rooted in your body, you're rooted in the earth. It's very powerful to stand with all of yourself, to stand in presence with your sadness, with your fear, with your anger, to embrace all of yourself. Then you can move back into the world from a place of great power and great sanity and compassion. It's all about turning towards yourself. It's all about, can you find the courage to stay and to get really, really curious? What is alive in me? What wants to be met? What wants to be touched? What has come for help? What has come for love? What has come for attention? This is a complete reframing of who you thought you were. You are presence itself. So if you've really been following everything I've been sharing with you, what you're hopefully coming to see is that you're not really a person, strictly speaking. And bear with me, this may sound a bit strange, but you are an invitation. You are an invocation. You are presence itself, this vast, open field full of potential. And in every moment, you are inviting life. And this is your power. You become powerless when you fight life. You become very powerful when you invite life, when you receive life. Not even receive life, it's more than receiving. You invite life in. So in meditation, you're really sitting as this invitation. What you're saying is, come, life. Come, breath. Rise and fall. I am here. I am vast. There's enough space for you. Come, sounds. Come and go like waves. Come, thoughts. Come, feelings. Joyful feelings, ecstatic feelings, but also feelings of boredom and disgust, even anger. You all are welcome. I know who I am. I am vast enough. There is enough space for all of you. You are all my children. You are all welcome. So come, you are all invited. So you are the invitation.